The United States is preparing to expand its attacks on Islamic State militants. Secretary of State John Kerry is on a tour of the Middle East rallying support for the offensive. Mr. Kerry says the mission would not just focus on military action and will involve nearly every country on earth. And today, President Barack Obama will make a high-stakes address to the nation detailing plans for a US-led operation in Iraq. North America correspondent Jane Cowan reports.
The US media is already dubbing it Barack Obama's war.
For all practical purposes, the President of the United States is going to announce that the US is going to war against ISIS, not only in Iraq, but in Syria as well. This is a new war. This is the President's war.
Those briefed on the plan say it'll be a long-term campaign, far more complex than the targeted strikes the US has launched against Al-Qaeda in places like Yemen and Pakistan. The President's also said to be willing to authorize airstrikes inside Syria, a move that would push the military campaign into new and unpredictable territory. As Barack Obama met with his national security advisers and called Saudi Arabia King Abdullah, his chief diplomat John Kerry was in the Middle East, rallying support for the international coalition.
The United States and the world will simply not stand by and watch as ISIL's evil spreads. There is literally no place for their barbarity in the modern world. And this is a fight that the Iraqi people must win, but it's also a fight that the rest of the world needs to win with them.
The Secretary of State met with the new Iraqi Prime Minister, Haider al-Abadi, who called on the US to act immediately to stop what he described as a cancer spreading throughout the region.
We are fighting these people. These people are slaughtering our communities, minorities, women, children. They are even selling women. Of course, our role is to defend our country. But the international community is responsible to protect Iraq and protect Iraqis and the whole region.
One Republican leader called Barack Obama a reluctant commander-in-chief, and a sustained US intervention in the Middle East is at odds with the vision the president had for the region when he ran for office on a pledge to end the war in Iraq. The former US Vice President Dick Cheney chose this moment to make a speech to the conservative American Enterprise Institute, where he attributed the rapid rise of the Islamic State group to the failure of the Obama administration to assert American influence overseas.
We must move globally to get back on offense in the war on terror. This means first recognizing and admitting the size and scope of the threat we face. Al-Qaeda is not diminished, nor is the tide of war receding. Wishing doesn't make it so. Our president must understand we are at war and that we must do what it takes for as long as it takes to win.
President Obama says he has the authority to go ahead and pursue Islamic State militants, but he is asking Congress to support a plan to arm and train moderate opposition forces in Syria, a vote which will force politicians to declare their positions in the lead-up to the midterm elections. A year ago, Barack Obama failed to win congressional support for strikes against Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad after he used chemical weapons on his own people. But polls show American public opinion has shifted to favour intervention.
I think he should be dropping bombs in Syria now. We sat back, we've let them get a foothold.
Absolutely. We've got to neutralise the Islamic State. It is a huge threat to the world.
The Middle East is blowing up left and right, and what are we doing? People are chopping Americans' heads off left and right, and what is our president doing? Nothing.
Barack Obama is understood to still be grappling with how to intervene in Syria without inadvertently strengthening President Bashar al-Assad, and how to enlist potentially reluctant partners like Saudi Arabia and Turkey. In Washington, this is Jane Cowan for AM.